One of my favorite examples of liminal excellence comes from the late Dr. Claudia Alexander, a Black woman plasma physicist who passed away this past July after a 10-year bout with breast cancer. She was a NASA project scientist who spearheaded the NASA side of the Rosetta mission, which became famous this year for landing a rover on a comet, and the $1.5 billion Galileo mission to Jupiter. Two high-profile scientific victories for NASA, the United States, and the world. Dr. Alexander said it this way, "I'm used to walking between two cultures. For me, it's among the purposes of my life, to take us from states of ignorance to states of understanding with bold exploration that you can't do every day." This shows exactly the power of a liminal person. She had the technical ability to spearhead some of the most ambitious space missions of our time, and she perfectly understood her place as being exactly who she was in any place she was. Jessica Matthews, inventor of the Socket line of sports products like soccer balls that generate renewable energy as you play with them, said it this way, "A major part of invention isn't just creating things. It's understanding people and understanding the systems that make this world." The reason I tell my story and the story of Dr. Alexander and Jessica Matthews is because they are fundamentally intersectional stories. The stories of lives lived at the nexus of race, gender, and innovation.